After nearly 2 weeks of overtime efforts, the Democratic-led Senate last night gave up trying to pass a pile of stalled legislation before the November midterm elections. House members also have gone home. The unfinished work will force lawmakers to return after the election for a lame duck session. Members now can focus on high-stakes campaigns. It's not just their jobs that are on the line, but who controls each chamber of Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Senate went out last night not with a bang, but with a kind of low groan in a nearly empty chamber. A possible breakthrough in the stalemated bill creating a Homeland Security Department never materialized, leading some senators to question whether the massive government reorganization will happen at all. Reports that a deal had been reached on a deadlocked terrorism insurance backstop proved premature. And despite the many promises made by both parties in recent years, the Senate did not reach agreement with the Republican-led House on legislation to provide a prescription drug benefit for the elderly. Last night on the Senate floor, Minnesota freshman Senator Mark Dayton, a Democrat, recalled how after getting elected 2 years ago, he was lectured by a woman at a Duluth senior center who he described as twice his age and half his size.
And she said, "You know, Mr. Dayton, if you don't keep your promises, I'm going to take you out behind the woodshed for an old-fashioned thrashing. I don't dare go back to Duluth, Minnesota, Mr. President, after our failure to pass this legislation. And I think in some ways this whole process that we failed to master, all of us, if not ourselves individually, the failure of this entire endeavor needs an old-fashioned thrashing."
Indeed, Congress managed to pass only two of the 13 annual spending bills needed to keep the federal government operating in the fiscal year that began October 1st. Both were defense-related. Other legislation passed by both chambers remains stuck in negotiations. They include a broad and much-fought-over energy bill, the long-promised Patients' Bill of Rights, and a bill toughening bankruptcy rules. Welfare reform, which expires this fall, has not been renewed. There's been no pension reform enacted. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott blamed the Democrats.
"We right now are just not producing. And I remind you that when the Democrats took over the Senate in May of 2000, the stock market was 11,000. Today it's 7,800. And when they took over the Senate in May of 2000, the budget surplus was $236 billion. Now it's $157 billion minimum in the red. Unemployment in May of 2001 was 4.4. It's now 5.6. But in the end, we're all in this together."
In the House, the Democrats, who are in the minority, said Republicans had intentionally held up the spending bills. They said GOP members did not want to be punished by voters for funding social programs at the reduced levels the White House wants. Wisconsin's David Obey is the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee.
"It is convenient for the majority party caucus to get out of town so that they can hide from the public the choices they would make on education, on agriculture, on environment. What a wonderful record. What a wonderful approach when you're asking the country to renew your lease for another 2 years on this chamber."
House GOP leaders decided to pass a stopgap resolution funding the federal government until November 22nd, after the elections. Florida Republican Bill Young, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, denied his party was playing games with the so-called continuing resolution.
"It is not a political document. It merely keeps the government functioning until we can get back to this House to continue our work on the appropriations process. The appropriations process, which is alive and well, despite the fact that the budget process died."
The need to extend funding will bring lawmakers back, probably in the week after the election. But there's no guarantee that the lame duck session will be any more productive than the one that fizzled out this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.